Welcome. Over the past few days, I've been sharing with you where I'm at on the journey. It was a week ago today that my daughter was diagnosed with childhood leukemia, but I haven't told everyone yet. You know, because I communicate with you every single day through meditation. My immediate circle of family and friends knows, but my blog reaches over 11,000 people, and that's everyone I've ever known and many more. So my wife and I sat down to talk about what we want to say to that audience, because I'm feeling the need to share. If you don't tell your story, someone else will tell it for you. And this is even more personal for my wife, because her brother overcame cancer as a child. He was treated at the very same hospital here in Phoenix. So this really hits home for her and her family. And when you live in Phoenix, you know the Phoenix Children's Hospital is this big skyrise that stands alone in the desert. You see it every time you drive down the freeway. And my wife said she would always feel for what people inside those walls are going through. It's every parent's worst fear that you end up there. And of course, as you know, this past week, she and my daughter were the ones inside those walls. And what we've realized, when you go deep into your own fears, they turn out not to be as scary as you once thought. And this morning, my wife was taking a Peloton class, and I heard her shout something, and I ran in the room to make sure everything was okay. And she shouted again, "You can't live in a state of doubt." It's what her Peloton teacher was saying. You can't live in a state of doubt. And we know we're going to get through this. And yet people keep saying to us, "Oh, we're so sorry. It's so sad." We don't want sorries or sads. We're finding our way into a positive, strong, peaceful state of mind. And the message or the question that we want to share with you, if we can be positive and strong and peaceful dealing with what we're dealing with, can you also be positive and strong and peaceful dealing with what you're dealing with? And one more thing. Over the past few days, my daughter has received platelets and blood. They came from some kind person who we will never know, who took the time to donate. So if and when you're able to give blood, please consider doing so, because it is a godsend. So that's the message we're working on right now to send out to everyone. To achieve a peaceful state, sometimes it's harder than others, but you can still get there when you surround yourself with the right people and the right words and the right thoughts. And one more story I want to share. My rabbi sends out a blog each week, and I read his blog today and I thought it was interesting. During the Roman persecution, a father and son were forced to quarantine in a cave for 13 years. And upon their return to civilization, the father and son were greeted by a family member who saw the devastating effects of this long cave life. And the family member said to the son, "Alas, that I see you so." And the father of the boy who had been in the cave with them said, "Blessed are you that you see me so. For if you did not see me so, you would not find me so learned." And the father was saying, we could not attain a high level of holiness and wisdom without spending so many years in the cave. Sometimes the only way to achieve greatness is to enter into caves and distance ourselves from society, immerse ourselves unreservedly in all that is truly important, our souls, our loved ones, our life purpose. We've all been doing that during the pandemic. One might say that I and my family have entered into a different cave here. May we all learn everything that we can possibly learn during this unique and different time. And each day in my prayers, I ask my team on the other side for health, strength, peace, and joy. Qualities that are going to be stronger than ever as we all get through everything that we're getting through right now. Health, strength, peace, joy. Fill up your tank. Health, strength, peace, joy. Take a moment to get more comfortable. Take a deep breath. For a few minutes, I will leave you to relax, to breathe, to meditate. Health, strength, peace, joy. If your attention wandered, health, strength, peace, joy. Coming back to the moment. As I sat down with my wife to talk about the story that we want to tell, the one thing we really want to communicate, staying in a state of health, strength, peace, and joy. Given all that's happening, we're doing our very best to cultivate those qualities because that's what our daughter needs to get healthy fast. That's what everyone needs to get healthy fast. Health, strength, peace, joy. See you tomorrow.